يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم.
First of all is eating and drinking. It doesn't matter we eat or drink what is eatable and drinkable, or we eat or drink what is non-eatable in Islam, or not permissible in Islam to eat or drink. Doesn't matter in all the cases. Of course, the fast will be batil, and if we break the fast with something which is haram to eat, of course we need to pay triple penalties. So we can come to the penalties section later on. But yeah, so basically anything that we may eat, whether it is an eatable thing or somebody starts eating a rock, a stone, doesn't matter. It's not an eatable thing, but still the ruling is the same. Anything. Eating and drinking is the first thing that invalidates the fast. Sexual relationship in the Islamic definition of it, that's the second. Third of all, masturbation, that makes the fast invalid and batil. Of course, if somebody does this kind of haram during the fasting, then he also has to pay triple penalties. That means because he is breaking the fast through a haram. So 60 fastings in lieu of breaking one fast. First penalty is to do 60 fastings, 31 without gap, and the rest of the 29 can be with gaps. Second penalty, which he also is supposed to do, is that providing food to 60 miskeen mu'min people. And third of all, setting free one slave, which we don't have slaves right now. Islam eradicated that evil problem of the society. But yeah, so and then in addition to that, he has to do one qada, of course, for missing out on one fasting. He has to do one qada as well, and plus the istighfar. So this is about breaking the fast through any haram. So fourth of all, al-iftira. Allah wal Rasul wal Anbiya wal A'imma alayhi salatu wa salam. That means slandering, tuhmat, ascribing anything, any word, any statement, anything to the Prophet. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said this and this and this. He never said that. You don't have any authentic hadith in your hand, but you are just saying it just because you heard. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. You're not supposed to say anything in the name of Allah or the Prophet or any of the Prophets of God or any of the Imams, or you know, so you're not supposed to say anything or relate anything to them, any tuhmat, any slander to them. Yeah. So this is going to an even about Hazrat Zahra according to Al-Ihtiyat Al-Wujubi, Ihtiyat Al-Wajib. Even if you say anything about Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, according to Ihtiyati Wajib, your fast will be batil. And not just that, but of course you have to do the triple penalty, how I explained, because then in these cases you would have broken your fast with a haram thing, slander on Ahlul Bayt and Prophets. So extremely big haram. Fifth of all is allowing the dust to reach into your throat. If the dust reaches all of a sudden, unintentionally, that's not your fault. It doesn't invalidate your fast either. But if you are negligent, you know that there's a dust around you where you are standing, or you're there and there's some dust around you, you know, then you need to close your mouth. If you are not careful about that and you allow the dust to enter into your throat, it will be counted, when you are careless, it will be counted you are intentionally allowing the dust to enter. So if you intentionally allow the dust to enter into your throat, that will also be batil, invalidate your fast. Sixth of all, immersing your entire head into water. Now, if you go for swimming, or if you are in your house, bathroom, tub, if you immerse your full head all at once into the water, your fast will be batil. If you immerse part of your head, it will not be batil. But make sure nothing enters into your mouth. Seventh of all is remaining on janabat. If you have ghusl janabat wajib on you, remaining on janabat situation, or for the woman, remaining on hayz and nifas till the time of adhan of fajr prayers arrives. If the time of fajr prayers arrives and you are on your hayz or nifas or janabat and you didn't do the ghusl intentionally, or if the time was short and you woke up late and it's so close to the time of adhan of fajr from where we start our fasting, and you woke up late and you got to do tayammum to save the fast of that day, but you didn't do neither the ghusl nor the tayammum, of course your fast will be batil. Eighth of all is those people who have constipation. There are some medical procedures in which they use liquid things for that. So the use of liquid medication against the constipation is that that type of use will invalidate the fasting. And ninth and the last of all is throwing up intentionally, al-qay wa istifragh, throwing up intentionally. If somebody intentionally throws up, his fast will be batil. If it's unintentional, you have the nausea situation, and unintentionally you end up throwing up, that's not a problem. But make sure if you unintentionally, this situation of nausea happens and you throw up, whatever comes in your mouth, you need to throw it out as soon as possible. You cannot take any part of what comes out into your mouth, you cannot take it back into your throat. If you take it back into your throat, you have to pay triple penalties, because eating what comes out from your mouth is not permissible. You have to throw it out. Or if blood comes out in throwing, that's also breaking the fast through a haram, because eating or drinking blood is a haram in Islam. Some people, when some blood comes out of their finger, they start sucking it. Isn't that right? That's haram, that's not part of Islam. So drinking blood is haram in Islam. So if you do any kind of thing in which you take what comes out in your while you throw up, then that will have a penalty as well. So you have to basically make sure you don't throw up intentionally. Unintentionally is not a problem.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ.
No. You can fast if you are sick. If that's your question, then why the guy is fasting if he's sick? Is that your question? Well, every sickness is not up to the level where you need to quit fasting. A sickness which causes mashakkat, al-haraj al-shadeed, how we call it, unbearable, intolerable harm, quote unquote. Any illness which causes an intolerable harm for you, unbearable harm for you, that type of illness allows, if you have that sort of illness, or that severe illness, then you are allowed not to fast. You should not fast, actually. Not just you are allowed, but you should not fast, because Allah doesn't want an unbearable harm, an intolerable harm to affect you. Allah doesn't want that. But just suppose I have some headache. It's an illness, but it's not an unbearable harm, so I should fast.
كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ.
Yeah, your saliva is okay. This is part of your own body, and you can drink your own saliva. It's not haram. But if you discover there is some particle of food remaining in your mouth, as soon as you discover that, then you have to throw it out, of course. But just the saliva, that's not a problem. That's okay. You can drink it.